In the cozy corner of a bustling bakery, there lived a tiny yet fearless muffin named Muff Ninja. This wasn't any ordinary muffin. Oh no, it was a ninja muffin, swift, agile, and precise in every move. You see, inside each grain of wheat flour lay millions of microscopic starch grains, which gave our hero its strength and resilience. As water mixed with these starches during baking, they form strong bonds, creating gluten, the mighty protein giving Muff Ninja its structure and enabling its superpowers. One day, Master Bread Dough, the wise baking sensei, gathered all his students and said, "Today, I will teach you how to harness the power of yeast." Everyone watched eagerly as he sprinkled golden granules into a bowl full of warm water and sugar mixture. Within moments, tiny single-celled organisms came alive, consuming sugars and releasing carbon dioxide gas bubbles. These little heroes were yeasts, working tirelessly to make the dough rise high and proud. Muff Ninja curiously asked, "Sensei, what makes those bubbles appear?" With a twinkle in his eye, Master Bread Dough explained, "Yeasty friends convert sugar into alcohol and carbon dioxide, causing the dough to expand." He further added, "That's fermentation, my dear student, nature's own chemical reaction." As days passed, news spread across the land of dough and flour about a remarkable ninja muffin who embarked on missions to save their fellow pastries threatened by mold and spoilage. But then disaster struck when enemies contaminated ingredients with harmful bacteria. Little Muff Ninja fought bravely, saving many treats. Yet, despite its efforts, some perished due to bacterial growth beyond control. Overwhelmed, Muff Ninja realized even the strongest warriors couldn't always prevail against invisible forces. Thus, an unexpected truth unfolded. Though we may use science to understand and manipulate the natural world, sometimes outcomes remain uncertain because life itself can be so delicate and complex. And while Muff Ninja vowed to continue protecting the land of dough and flour, now it understood more deeply the balance between creation and loss inherent in nature and science alike.